I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Doug, welcome.
It's good to be here.
This Friday is UK basketball's Big Blue Madness, and it's happening at Memorial Coliseum this year. And because of the pandemic, the only way to see it is on TV. So today, we're remembering the early days of what was then known as Midnight Madness, which the UK basketball program heavily promoted and used to its advantage.
In 1971, Coach Lefty Driesell at Maryland had started to take advantage of as much of the season as possible and kicked off practice at 12:01 a.m. And what later became Midnight Madness at the University of Kentucky was instituted by Coach Joby Hall in 1982. And what Coach Hall did with Midnight Madness was very different, I think, from Lefty Driesell and what we know of as Big Blue Madness today. And the Midnight Madness tradition that we know of today really comes from that 1982 experiment that Joby Hall rolled out. And I mean, they didn't publicize it. They put notices up in the dorms and in the classrooms. And yet 8,000 fans showed up and really watched a team kick off that season. And that was a pretty special team.
And you've brought audio from one of the players that was featured quite prominently in the very first Midnight Madness at Memorial Coliseum.
In 2015, former player Kyle Macy interviewed Kenny Walker as part of our oral history project to document the UK men's basketball team. And in this particular excerpt, Kenny Walker talks about that first Midnight Madness.
You know, as the day, you know, went by, you could just see people start to line up at the Coliseum all the way to midnight. You know, they lined up all the way from the Memorial Coliseum over to the Wildcat Lodge. So when we eventually went over to the Memorial Coliseum to do the Big Blue Madness about, I guess we all went over about 11 o'clock, man. It was just like going through a sea of UK fans. They just kind of parted and kind of let us walk through the crowd. So it was pretty fun.
What did the players think when, or how did Coach Hall, I guess, sell it to you guys or try to describe, we're going to have Big Blue Madness?
Well, he was.
And did you all think he was crazy when he was telling you we're going to practice at midnight?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Coach Hall has been known to be, you know, innovative. I think he wanted to give something to the fans. And, you know, he did that Big Blue Midnight Madness, you know, as a way to, you know, to introduce the team to the UK fans. And I think it was a great idea, obviously.
And in this next clip, Kenny Walker talks about that first Midnight Madness being the source for his famous nickname, Kenny Sky Walker.
I never knew that I could jump the way that I did on that night. I knew I could dunk and do some things, but when you're nervous and excited and that energy gets going, you know, you're just amazing on what you can do. And I remember just doing all of these crazy dunks, and the fans kept getting louder and louder and louder, and it seemed like the louder they got, the higher I jumped. And after it was all over, and I think Sam and Leonard Hamilton, they was talking, man, it was like, man, he was like a skywalker. And, you know, Sam was over there on his crutches, and they were talking about it, and one of the reporters heard it. And that's how that nickname kind of, I guess, stuck with me probably from just my very first Midnight Madness practice.
From that first Midnight Madness in 1982, the bar has really been raised from an entertainment perspective and a fan engagement perspective. It's really remarkable that that tradition was kicked off in 1982 with a midnight practice, has now turned into something that has laser light shows and smoke machines and rock stars and just a rock concert feel to the whole thing. People camp out for weeks in order to get tickets for this event. It's really become something special.
Doug, this is a terrific interview, and it's one of many, and you can hear all of these online?
Yeah, Kyle Macy has conducted over 50 oral history interviews with former players, and most of those are available online at kentuckyoralhistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.